not enough AU Falcons getting around on Aussie racetracks anymore, but the Bike Off family are still bringing the heat, which I love to see.
AU Falcon! AU Falcon!
You want a retro AU Falcon? How about a bit of retro flame as well?
Oh, more please.
That's pretty cool. Chad's a big fan of AU Falcons. Big fan.
AU Falcon! AU!
Everyone, it's an AU Falcon!
Now, I think I've never seen... What are you boys chuckling at?
That's the greatest intro ever.
That's the best intro.
But we had our social media, we had our texts and everyone, because obviously we didn't have a show last week, so we couldn't get this man on the show. But since the Townsville 500, we've had a flurry of messages on the driver's seat socials. And we're not talking about the clash between Anton and SVG. Everyone's been going... Did you see the AU Falcon?
It's an AU Falcon!
Well, joining us on the driver's seat, for the first time, we've actually had to track him down from the Bike Off racing team. The one and only Jono Bike Off joins us. Jono, welcome to the driver's seat.
G'day, boys. How do I get that intro as the ringtone on my phone? That's sensational. Well done.
That is amazing. So good, mate. That is so good, and welcome to the show. And mate, you must be our good luck charm too, because as your intro just finished there, all of a sudden we've got internet back up here in the system, Nimsy and Stevie J. So we can accept your text messages here in Queensland. But Jono, tell me one thing honestly, mate. Do you reckon your profile has ever been bigger than what it is right now after that Townsville round? And of course, the way we're plugging the AU, because as Nimsy said, mate, you're all over the socials. It's awesome.
Oh, my goodness. So firstly, thanks, Nin, Steve, and Matt, for having me tonight. First-time caller, long-time listener, actually. It's gone amazing. So we've had profile in the past with race wins and things like that, but I honestly can't keep up with the messages and support that's been coming through, not just on our own socials, but through outlets like you guys. It's just been too much to keep up with. So, we don't know what to do with ourselves. It's really very humbling. Yep.
Hey, Jono, what's the plan, obviously, moving forward? You've got a little bit of time between now and the next run for Super 2, Super 3 at Sandown, I believe. Are we going to see the Beast back on track? Are we going to be able to get that ready for that round?
So just to fill the viewers in, and I'm sure you're going to touch on the Townsville round, we didn't have the greatest of rounds at Townsville, where we actually found the wall a couple of times, unfortunately. So the car's back at our workshop in Archerfield in Queensland. It's being pulled apart as we speak. To be honest, it's twofold. So as with most race car teams, money is an issue with rebuilding things, and that will always be prevalent with our team. But the biggest problem we have is finding both spare parts and people with know-how of how to build spare parts to help us. So being a pre-project blueprint car, there's really not a lot. Even the molds for some of the parts on the cars aren't even available anymore. So you're really just asking people for help and eyes and ears around the country to try and find things, in the back of sheds or, under tarps and things like that. Just looking for anything we can get. So we do have most things ready to get it going. It's just that little 10% is that, just finding a specific part for certain things are difficult. But look, the structure of the car is okay. Actually, answer your question, we're a maybe for Sandown, but we'll definitely be back on board for the Bathurst 1000 Super 3 round. We'll definitely be at that one. Adelaide as well is the final round, and we're very much looking forward to those two rounds. Yep.
And, mate, give us because the car... And let's be real, the car, it is an old car, but we're loving the fact that we are seeing flames like Nimsy had up in the intro there. And it is such a hark back to the glory days of supercars. Just give us a quick snapshot of the history of that car.
Yeah.
Who's driven it? Which team did it come from? How did you get it? All that kind of stuff.
Yeah, we've been running AUs in our team since about 2004. This is actually the second AU we've had, to be honest. So we're well on board with how they put together. This one is a 2002 spec Craig Harris AU, which was built specifically for Craig for the development series, so the Super 2 series of 2002. We bought it about 2019. It actually is probably one of the lowest K AU Falcons in the world, really, because it really hasn't had a huge amount of race meetings, probably a dozen race meetings, and that would be it. So we're very fortunate in that respect. And yeah, look, we obviously the AU was a bit sort of unloved back in its day, and you know, there's a lot of commentary around that. And a lot of people who are supporting us and the car, and it's not always just about the car. It's actually more about the era and what it represents. So it's,
agreed,
you know, not huge amount of downforce. So you've got to muscle it a fair bit to get it to handle the way you want it to.
Yeah.
It rolls a lot. And as you picked up on in the intro there, the flames, there's meter-long flames coming out of it at most corners, which is which is amazing. We may have tuned that a little bit to get that to do that, to be honest. But That's not a performance enhancement, but yeah. Anyway, it's a lot of fun. And look, we're a small family team. We're running on volunteers, as a lot of race teams are, and we just love motorsport. And we saw the opportunity to get involved in Super 3 in this car, albeit the, you know, kind of running at the back. But we love it, and we just love being on the big stage in front of the big crowd with the TV, et cetera. It's just an incredible opportunity. Yep.
Yeah, John, I was actually just about to touch on that, mate, because. Yeah. Obviously, it's the oldest or one of the oldest in the field. It's obviously been driven by your old man, hasn't it, in the Queensland Sports Sedan Championships. It's done some of the Kumo V8 series.
Done a lot. But it was actually in action in SMP earlier this year too, wasn't
correct.
It,
Jono?
Yeah, correct. So our plan was always to do all of the rounds of Super 3 where we could. Barbagallo is just a bit too far for us to go, but we like to run the car any chance we get. My dad, so Shane, my father, a shout out to Dad because he'll be definitely listening. We take turns running the car. So we're both massive fans of the sport, and we support each other through everything in life as well as motorsport. So we take turns driving the car. So one weekend he'll drive it and I'll sort of be team manager, engineer, whatever you like on the radio. And we swapped. So it's actually was supposed to be my turn at Sandown in a few weeks, but that's okay. And so I'll be racing the car at Bathurst. And yeah, look, the AU, it has a very specific way you need to drive it for the era. And Stevie, you would know more about that than we would. But yeah, it's a very specific way you got to handle it compared to even the cars at the front of Super 3, you know, the front runners of Super 3 and not even touching on Super 2 because they're completely different cars altogether. Yeah, it's correctly. Good fun. Yep.
Yeah, and, but also, and what was the reaction? Sorry, Stevie. What was the reaction up in Townsville, mate, to the AU? We know what it was like on our socials, but what was it like live at the event? Did everyone love it?
It's an AU Falcon!
So I actually heard, props to your show and podcast, et cetera, I actually heard people saying that at the car when they saw it, so they're obviously big fans of the show as well as the supercar. So I heard that clip a couple of times. Like I said, we actually almost need a team member standing at the front, like a team representative, to be there to talk to people about the car, because we have, you know, we're inundated sometimes with so many people standing at the front just looking at it and you know, just looking at the simplicity of it and just how things used to be and reminiscing and all that stuff. Very positive. Yep.
And, Jono, I mean, we all, especially myself and Maddie and Nimsy, sort of has been guided by us into how much just motor racing does cost. You guys know you're a family team that does it for the love of it. You know, you've got a lot of volunteers to be able to go and do that. So doing these races now, I mean, obviously, as we said, the car's been raced in the Kumo series, been raced in the Sports Sedan series by your dad. But how cool is it that, you know, and obviously we, not just because it's your car, but, you know, we've got a bit of a soft spot here on this show for AU Falcons, as everybody knows. But I mean, the publicity that you're getting now with this car and being run on the main game stage within the Super 3 ranks in your own class, Super 2 ranks in your own class in Super 3, I mean, that's got to be quite cool and something that you can, you know, hopefully leverage from and get some more knowledge and get some people out of the woodwork to come and help you guys out just to be able to, you know, financially to be able to come and go racing.
Yeah, absolutely. We run on a very tight shoestring, as a lot of people do, and we're definitely not rolling this in, but we will be looking for support to come later in the year with Bathurst and Adelaide in particular. And a heads up to look up everyone to jump on the Bike Off Racing on socials. That would be great. We'll be doing some promotion around all of that later. But yeah, look, to answer your question, Steve, it's very difficult as it is at every level, and we're certainly not crying poor compared to everyone else in motorsport in general. But look, we just love it, and like I said, we're volunteers. We've got people from Sydney, Adelaide, Brisbane, and Melbourne all coming to the circuit to help with the AU and running the car, and really just such talented people helping us out. The goal for the end of the year is basically to run the car as long as we can in Super 3, and then look at what happens in 23 with potentially doing if there's V8 touring cars, which was basically what used to be Super 3 or Super 4 or whatever they're going to call it now. We just love running the car. We've actually got a phrase internally with the AU that we're calling it the People's Supercar or the People's V8 Supercar, just because it's actually drummed up so much. It's unbelievable the amount of interest that we get from it. It stands out on the track, compared to, your FGs and Altimas and all the rest of it. It's certainly noticeable, that's for sure. Yeah.
And I mean, look, as we said before, your AU is one car that you've got in there, but you do have another one in the Bike Off Racing stable. You've got an FG as well, a former Steve Johnson FG. So when we're talking budgets and money being spent, geez, you would have had to spend some money on that to get it race ready, because it would have been had evidence of other cars and it bent bars, belted up, all that kind of stuff. But are we likely to see you in that, like in a Super 3 or something like that?
We actually had to clean the seat. There's a lot of brown stuff in the seat. No, I'm joking. It's actually the car that David Bernard famously inverted at the end of Mountain Straight and caught on fire. And we're very proud. Stevie was with our car earlier in the year at a test day, and I think Jed actually drove it for us around the pits into the pit lane for us, and that was a nice moment for us for Steve and Jet to be involved. That was great. And I think it was Stevie's last full-time supercar as well, which was great. Look, the FG, we're running that for somebody, and it's a very close friend of the team, and it's been great to learn more modern technology. I actually did drive it early in the year. Funny story. So we at that same test day, we were doing laps ran around the AU Falcon, and the best we got out of the day was probably a high 13 out of that car. And I got the opportunity to drive the FG just for a couple of laps. My first flying lap, I did a low 13 and absolutely poo-pooed myself, because it was just so much, so easy, and just so much nicer to drive. Just the braking stability, the flow through the corners, the power down, the engine drivability, just everything you would want. It was just a level ahead. So, it was a great opportunity. Yep.
Well, mate, I reckon if you're doing 13s around, and what we mean by that, folks, is a 1 minute 13 around Queensland Raceway. Mm-hmm. The current crop of Trans Am cars and TA2 cars, they're doing 13s in a 4-speed dog box with crappy tyres. Given the fact that you've been running around in the AU and you're doing 13s, I reckon if you got into a Trans Am car or a TA2 car, you'd be red hot up in the 11s. In fact, they were testing their in the last couple of days, and they were doing 11s out of a TA2 car, to just give some comparison to both of them. So if you do ever have enough of the AU and you don't want to run the FG, I'm sure everyone would love to for you to jump in and have a crack in a TA2 car. But we're going to wrap up in just a sec, mate. But Sandown is coming up next for you. Are we likely, given the fact that the old AU didn't have the greatest car experience in Townsville, are we likely to see it at Sandown fixed and with one of the bike offs in it?
We hope so. It's like I said earlier, it's dependent on parts, to be quite honest, and we're a maybe at best, I think, with that. But looking forward to having it out a little bit later in the year. And we'll obviously keep you guys posted, but if anyone out there is interested and wants to get involved, at Bike Off Racing, so BEIKOFF on racing on Facebook and Insta, that'd be great. And we're loving the support. If you're a fan of early pre-project blueprints, so 90s, 2000s, yeah, supercars, we're the team for you, and we'd love to hear from you. So No, thanks. Yeah.
Well, Jono, look, you talk about the AU being the people's supercar, but this was very much the people's feature interview because the amount of people that were going and tagging us and telling us, like, oh, you got to get one of the get Shane on, get Jono on, get someone on. We need to talk about the AU. So it was very much by popular demand and by the fans and listeners that we have at the driver's seat that wanted to hear about the story. But yeah, like you said, Facebook.
The people's supercar. Yeah.
Facebook.com.
Well, I mean, not to interrupt there, Nimsy, but I reckon, while it was, I reckon 10, no word of a lie, 10 private messages to my book of faces with the AU Falcon soundbite gag, wanting that, wanting this, wanting that. So, I mean, it hit the mark, mate, and you know, back up everything that you're saying there with the AU. If you want to get behind Bike Off Racing, either go down and see them, jump on their socials, do any of that sort of stuff, and get behind it. Because the more we can see a supercar from the glory days with flames coming out from a well-known racing family, I reckon that's got my big yes. So let's make it the people's supercar. Let's get behind it.
Oh, indeedy. And remember, that Facebook page is facebook.com/ Bike Off Racing, BEIKOFF Racing, all one word. Jono, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on the driver's seat. We thank you for actually, because Jono actually let me know when I did call him earlier on into the week. He's like, you might actually have seen a couple of texts from me throughout the evening. So he's an avid listener. So it's always great to, first off, have your support, because that's how we manage to talk the crap that we do every Wednesday. So we appreciate your support too, mate, and hopefully we'll see you at Sandown.
Thanks, guys. I'll be jumping off the phone and jumping on the app listening in. So thank you very much.